What you are about to hear, the views and opinions expressed on the Philip D. Blackman Show do not reflect the views of this station. You have been warned. Free your mind.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Philip D. Blackman, host of the Philip D. Blackman Show. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. But in the meantime, friends, buckle up, get your mind right, and get ready for the fastest hour in radio. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get it started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back once again to another episode of the Philip D. Blackman Show. I'm your host, Philip Blackman, and welcome to the fastest hour in radio. Man, I'm telling you, we are getting geared up, we are getting wound up, and we are getting just a little bit ready for this thing called Hogs and Strings. Those of you guys who don't know, this Saturday, October the 22nd in 2022, this year, here we go, Indian Springs Special Needs Camp, which is located in Coontz, Texas. We're actually going to be hosting our fifth annual Big Thicket Hogs and Strings Cook-Off and Music Festival. Now, all the proceeds from this event, whether you know it or not, they are designed, 100% of it is going to go to the Indian Springs Campground, which is a 501c3 organization who also host severely disabled veterans, which is why we do it on this show tonight, why we're covering it here, because it's so important. You know, their families, bringing them out to enjoy nature, hunting, camping, fishing, brotherhood, a spirit of core, all the environment of love and understanding that all of us need really from time to time. So here it is in our final show before the festival. We're going to be speaking to musical artist Jack Barksdale and Ryan Colwell as we get ready for this event this Saturday. Friday is going to be the VIP, but we'll get into that here in just a moment. So guys, thank you so much. Look, if you want to join the conversation, if you want to participate, hey, social media are your great options, or you can call, you know, the social media we're talking about, here we are, is our Facebook page. We're broadcasting right now at the Philip D. Blackman Show, as well as YouTube, LinkedIn, and even on Hogs and Strings Facebook page. All you got to do is type in the Philip D. Blackman Show and you can watch the live video, or you can go to, you can go check us out in, through our affiliate stations, AOW Radio, Pulse Talk. Man, we got several, we're casting a pretty big net tonight, guys. And I couldn't be more excited to be bringing you this show right here. Guys, stick around because we got some really great interviews coming up. But before we get there, as we always do, for those of you guys who don't know, if you're new to my show, if you've never watched the Philip D. Blackman Show, hey, look, we've dedicated the opening segment of every show that we do, and we call it End of Watch. Now, this right here is our way of honoring our fallen men and women in the law enforcement community. You know, last year in 2021, we had 644 officers die in the line of duty. And as of this show, we've lost 190 police officers, and that information can be found at the Officer Down Memorial page. But if you go to that page and check it out, you're going to see a quote that we sincerely agree with. You know, when a police officer is killed, it's not just an agency that loses an officer. It is an entire nation. And I know for a fact that we mourn with them. We honor all of our officers who serve and those who've given their life in service to their community and their country. This week, friends, we're going to continue honoring and covering, you know, a near and dear law enforcement officer here, Austin, Texas, Senior Patrol Officer Anthony Martin, in this opening segment, End of Watch.
The Philip D. Blackman Show proudly salutes Senior Patrol Officer Anthony Martin, 54, of the Austin, Texas Police Department, who died on September 23rd, 2022, in a motorcycle crash. Officer Martin served his department honorably and faithfully for 16 years, and he was also a veteran of the United States Air Force. Austin Police Association said in a statement, We lost one of our own this morning. Officer Anthony Tony Martin served the city of Austin with excellence for over 16 years, and he will be profoundly missed. Our hearts are with his family as they grieve this sudden and tragic loss. Officer Martin is survived by his wife and children. On behalf of the Philip D. Blackman Show and a grateful nation, thank you for your service, Officer Martin. Austin, Texas, Senior Patrol Officer Anthony Martin. End of watch, September 23rd, 2022. Rest in peace, officer.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico? I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, friends. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining me for this very special episode as we get to speak with, and we're actually going to be hearing from two of our musical acts that are going to be performing this Saturday, Jack Barksdale and, of course, Ryan Caldwell. Now, as you may know, we at Indian Springs Campground, you know, we take a lot of pride. We take great pride in our special needs camp, through which we are able to bring out children, wounded veterans, and their families back to nature through hunting, camping, and fishing. You always heard when I was going through my trials and tribulations as a veteran is, if you ever want to try to find your way or try to figure something out, man, just go out into the woods and just pay attention to nature, because it's always going to give you the direction that you need. And there's just something very special about getting to go out and just be in the woods. And I don't know, just nature having nature has a way of putting God putting man in his place. And I appreciate going out. I appreciate being a part of it. And I've got to really witness some very remarkable things over the 5 years that we've been doing this, that, or the 4 years that I've been a part of it, I should say. But, you know, throughout all the years that they've done before me and even up to today, you know, this is a program that's grown from a small weekend event really into an annual outing that we're doing at 5 years now, that more than 40 disabled veterans and children, they look forward to each and every year in order to sustain the hunting program, because everything costs money. And this isn't one of these, this isn't a marathon where we're going to be hounding you for it with musical acts. No. What we're trying to do is we're trying to, you know, to sustain what we're doing and even improve, because we are improving each and every day, each and every way. You know, other related programs, other services that are offered to adults and children with disabilities, we've decided to host this fundraiser, Hogs and Strings, the Big Thicket Hogs and Strings Cook-Off and Music Festival. And we welcome your participation. We want to see you out there. We want to see you join us. Because there's not a better feeling of community than having the community out there with you. October the 22nd, again, 2022, this Saturday, we're going to host our Big Thicket Hogs and Strings Cook-Off Music Fest. And it's a one-day event for the general public that's going to bring out members of our community, music lovers. If you're a foodie, if you love good barbecue, this is going to be the place to be, because it's going to be the best food you get for the dollar that you're going to spend. And lovers of the great outdoors altogether, with a whole great big mission, is to support our veterans and, of course, Indian Springs Campground. So if you want to be a donor, if you want to join, if you want to donate, I have the information scrolling down there at the very bottom. But I want to pull this up here, our website. So one of the things about this website, which is cool, is it actually allows you to go in and really find out everything you want to know about this event. You know, so birdease.com/hogsandstrings. Here you can see all of your, you can get your event passes. You can become a sponsor. Now, before the sponsorship, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but man, I want to show you this, right? So our platinum sponsorship at $5,000, it has been met since our last show. Our gold sponsorship has been met at $3,000. Our silver sponsorship at $1,000 has been met. Now we have and each one of these sponsorship levels, the reason why, now look, we've had these people donate these dollar amounts to us, don't mean that you can't jump on board as well. But each one of these donation packages that we have here, they all come with their own signage. You know, some donors don't want their information. They want to be a silent donor, and that's wonderful as well. But there's these donation packages usually come with, you know, event tickets, private the VIP party on Friday night, your logo splashed everywhere, all the way up and down. But what I want to draw your attention to here is the bronze sponsorship, $500 a piece. And what this is going to do is we're going to take your company logo, and it's going to be displayed throughout the entire event. That $500 will also give you two event tickets and access, of course, to our VIP Friday, where we're going to have some musical acts come out Friday night for that party of two. Now, if 500 is a little bit too much, this right here is probably the next one, the sponsor a veteran at the camp. Guys, we've done a lot of search, and we've done a lot of figuring, and we figured that to bring a veteran, just one, and we're talking about more than 40 veterans of children, or more than 40 children and veterans combined, you're talking about $250 a person that comes out. It's, you know, because we take care of everything for them. So this right here, this sponsor a veteran, $250, what this allows us to do is you're paying for a veteran to come out and enjoy nature, enjoy fellowship, enjoy brotherhood, spirit of corps, all those wonderful things. That is what this right here is going to do for you. Man, we give you two tickets. Give you two raffle tickets as well. And you can also join the VIP party on Friday as well. But guys, this is, I mean, it's amazing. We've sold out all of our cook teams. We're slowly getting our build. I don't know if we've met our goal yet. I don't believe we have, which is why we're asking you, you know, man, reach deep down in your heart, you know, and whether it's, you know, the a dollar or a quarter, it doesn't matter to us, man. As long as it's given from your heart, man, we appreciate you. And we thank you so much for your donations, for your attention, for sharing this video right here, for letting people know that, hey, man, there are people out there, especially here in Southeast Texas. We look after our veterans. We love our veterans, and we love doing everything we can to rally around them, because, man, we know most of you know as well as I do, historically as a nation, we haven't had a good track record with welcoming our veterans home. And this right here is the perfect way to do so. So guys, the gates are actually going to be opened up. Let me put up the address here. The address is, if you're looking for it, is Indian Springs Camp at 6106 Holland Cemetery Road out here in Cooch, Texas, 77625. The gates are going to be open to the general public at 10:30. We're going to be rocking and eating until about 9 o'clock PM. The final act actually is supposed to end at 8, but usually by 9, we have everybody off the property. So the tickets that you're going to buy online, that you're going to be able to come over here. So here's the event passes. I do apologize. So your event pass is right here. If you want to purchase your tickets here online, you can purchase them for $15 a piece. Or if you wait until the day of, you're going to have to pay $20 at the gate. Now, each and every ticket that's purchased is going to put you in for a raffle with a chance of winning one in five amazing prizes. I'm sorry I don't have the list in front of me. Donnie Corville, my right hand, usually when we do these broadcasts, usually Donnie has all this information. But, guys, it is a hell of a deal, you know. So, so here's what's going on. All right, so on Saturday, we're going to have cooking teams that are going to come out. They're going to compete for the best ribs and pulled pork and even a hog wild category for the cook-off championship. Now, the teams will also end up competing for the People's Choice Awards, where you, the people, are going to be helping them, helping determine who's got the best pit in the round, right? Now, all of these proceeds, again, are going to go to Indian Springs Campground. And even these musical acts are coming out, you know, it's amazing how everybody's, I'm sorry, I probably shouldn't say it, but it's so amazing that all these people are coming out and they're donating their time, their resources, their money, all for the camp. You know, the public access to the cook-off, you know, you can show up $20 at the gate and you'll buy food sample tickets that are going to be sold at the event, and you're going to really eat whatever the cookers have prepared. And of course, if you don't like barbecue, I understand. Not everybody does. Some of y'all, you know, don't have your antacid medicine handy, but we do have other food that's going to be out there. So, I mean, don't just think because it's barbecue, I'm not going. Because no, we have all kinds of food. I promise you, we have something that can suit your palate. So all the benefits, again, are going to go to Indian Springs Campground for disabled veterans and children. Now, look, if you want to donate, to the festival, look, this is a 501c3 organization, which is a nonprofit. Your donation, whatever dollar amount or whatever that you bring to the table, it is tax deductible. So if you're interested in donating an item to our silent auction, because we do have a silent auction that we'll be drawing from, or that we'll close down at the end of the night. If you're interested, if you have something that you're like, you know what, I think they might be able to get a few dollars off of this, you know, hey, reach out to our friend Holly at HEMorgan101@gmail.com, not gmail.com, but gmail.com, Mr. President. I'm just playing. Guys, so again, Holly at HEMorgan101@gmail.com. If you have a silent auction, an item that you want to donate to the silent auction, guys, please reach out to Holly. Let her know that you are interested, you have something for her, and we will bring you out. So, guys, before we jump in too crazy, all right, guys, so I want to talk about our musical acts that are going to be showing up. So kind of give you the idea, the rundown. If you're looking to come out, if you want to be a part of this event. All right. So right here, Chad Richard, I want you guys to understand something. I'm from Northeast Texas. I'm from Mount Pleasant, Texas, where the last show we did, and I got a lot of hate mail over because I called him Chad Richard, because that's how it's spelled in Northeast Texas. Down here where y'all a little bit different, you know, that's Chad Richard. And of course, to Chad, I mean, I issued my apology then, because I appreciated getting corrected. But so Chad is actually going to get us kicked off after this. When the gates open at 10:30, he's going to get us kicked off from 11 to 12. He's going to be on our stage, putting together an amazing act. Then we got our very own Courtney Hale Rivia. She'll be taking the stage from 12:15 until 1:30, then followed by Jack Barksdale. This is the cool little dude. I'm looking forward to talking to him here in a minute. Jack is going to be taking the stage at 1:45. He'll get off the stage at 2:45, followed by Ryan Caldwell. I'm also looking forward to talking to him momentarily. He'll go on after Jack from 3 to 4:15. Mary Gaucher, she is from 4:30 to 5:45. And then, of course, our headline, the Midnight River Choir, from 6:30 to 8, I believe, is what we have. Let me have to go over and check this, check the website just to make sure I'm not entirely crazy. I'm sorry. Yes, there it is. It is going to be from 6:30 to 8 p.m. So, guys, it is going to be a must-see show. But I'm here in a moment, guys. I want to take a quick break. But I want you to understand something. I'm gonna speak from the heart on this, because this is why it's so important. This is why we're doing this on my show, and why we're asking you to join us. You know, this is my fourth year with the Hogs and Strings and the disabled veteran hunts. And I got to tell you something, man. I've made, just in the 4 years, because I'm never out there as the hunter. I'm more there as the help, and that is the position that I want to be in, because I get a very unique opportunity to watch the growth. You know, Friday when we pick these warriors up, usually at Mama Jack's there in Koontz, and we convoy them out to Indian Springs. Watching the interaction. Right. Usually, you know, people are just kind of, you know, a little standoffish, but, you know, they're dealing with whatever it is that they're dealing with. And it's amazing to watch when all of these veterans get around each other, man. You start to slowly watch these these shields of defense just drop, right? And you don't get that anywhere else besides being around other veterans. And when you start to watch these people kind of drop their guard, it is unbelievable just how much you see them grow. I mean, I remember we had one veteran in particular, you know, he was very stoic, very stone-faced, and, you know, he was dealing with something, and I understand that. But, you know, by the end of the hunt Sunday when they left, man, I mean, he was grinning from ear to ear, man, having a good time. He had a little skip in his step, you know, and it was amazing to watch that transformation. If you've never got to watch somebody come out of their shell, it's something that you'll never forget. And for us to, as the help, as veterans, as their brothers and sisters, to have these guys come out and watch these people come out of their shell and even watch the volunteers interact with the veterans. I mean, it's not just veterans of the most recent wars. I mean, we've got some guys, you know, Vietnam, yeah, and you know, other conflicts. You know, we cover several generations, and God bless Ronnie Stockholm for setting this up, because I mean, this is the greatest gift that Ronnie could have ever given me is allowing me to be a part of something so magical. And ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to take a moment to let you know that everything these musical artists are doing, everything these acts are coming together, every one of these people right here on this screen, you know, every single one of them, they are all donating to something that is so much bigger than them, whether they realize it or not. And rest assured, they probably don't realize it. And the reason why they don't realize it is because, you know, it's a concert for them. And look, even if they do fully understand and fully appreciate the mission that we're in, one thing that they can never, that, you know, and I would love, and I'm going to invite each and every one of them to come out the opening weekend to receive the veterans. It is, man, it's something so special and so amazing about being a part of and getting to watch. Just, it's, you can't put it in words, right? It's like trying to describe the perfect day. You just can't. And, but you know what it looks like. And I know what great looks like. I know what right looks like. And man, to have these great walls getting broke, these lifelong relationships happen, it is truly amazing. And I'm completely honored. I'm completely humbled. And I'm completely thankful for each one of our artists that are coming out to join us. But guys, I don't know, I just wanted to share that with you real quick and let you know just how important that what you're doing is. I mean, you may not get to see the fruits of your labor, the fruits of that dollar that you're handing over. But I'm telling you, as someone, I get to witness it. I get to witness it every year, and every year it just gets better. It feels better. And, you know, it in its own way, this is an opportunity to provide veterans an opportunity to serve again, except instead of serving the great big, you know, nation, we're serving each other. And it's your donations. It's your love, your fellowship. It's everything that you guys are doing by tuning in, by sharing videos, by being a part of what we're doing, by going to birdies.com/hogs and strings, guys. This, I've never been a part of a more true organization, and it's just, I just can't tell you much. I can't tell you enough how overwhelming it is to watch. But guys, I'm going to take a quick break here and we'll jump right into our interviews. Looks like we got Jack. He's waiting in the background, guys. So we stick around. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And we're going to be jumping in with Jack Barksdale, and then when he's over, we'll probably take another break, and Ryan should be ready by then. Guys, stick around. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in about 60 seconds. Stand by.
Paralyzed Veterans of America helps people with disabilities, veterans and civilians alike, regain their independence and move forward in life. Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America is a leading steadfast advocate for quality health care, spinal cord research and education, veterans benefits, and civil rights for paralyzed veterans and all people with disabilities, and offers support for caregivers. PVA's mission? To empower America's brave men and women to regain what they fought for, their freedom and independence. If you are a disabled veteran seeking support, or if you are a veteran or civilian and you wish to give support, call Paralyzed Veterans of America today, toll-free, at 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. That's 1-800-424-8200 or online at pva.org.
All right, Donnie, so our one of the musical acts that I know you're absolutely tickled about, you're looking forward to, is this young man right here, Jack Barksdale.
Yes.
He's going to be coming on from 1:45 to 2:45 right after Courtney. Man, I'm telling you, I've been listening to some of his music this morning. And my goodness, some of these lyrics he has no business singing to be as fun size as he really is.
Yeah, you know, we started doing this festival years ago, and I always wanted to bring some special artists that people don't normally see around Southeast Texas, and it's kind of what we do at my brother's place at Corville's, and we came across Jack through a reference through Adam Carroll, a friend of mine. I've known Adam for many years, and Adam said, "I got to have Jack Barksdale open my show. Your mind's going to be blown." And so Jack came along a few months ago, and I started looking into him. And I mean, you know, every time I get on the internet and surf and see what Jack's doing or what songs he's written or what he's into, it's like another revelation of the depth of musician he is. Mm-hmm. And I think even more important, he's a really well-rounded character. You know, he's super nice. He's very fluent the way he speaks, and all of that comes through his song and his guitar. There's a certain acumen there. And anyway, I was excited to get them to come on board, his parents and Jack wanted to do this, and they were all about it. And so that's what we're going to do, man, on October 22nd at Kuntz for the big strings. We're going to have Jack up there.
One of the things before I bring him on that I think is really amazing, that really stood out to me is, and look, I'm not even going to try to pretend I didn't know who Jack was until you introduced me to him. I'm not into the music scene down here in Southeast Texas. But one of the things that I really picked up on, I watched a video that he did back in 2019. It looked like an unplugged version. It was called Never to Love Me. And then I've watched his different interviews, and it seems like everything about this young man across the board is just larger than life. His presence, his music, it's really amazing. Once he starts talking, you just, everything kind of comes clear.
Yeah. There are many layers to him,
man. Well, I'll tell you what,
having him do this interview, I think, is a really cool way to introduce him to folks who are interested in coming out to the show and maybe seeing him.
Well, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know Jack Barksdale, he's a folk blues Americana singer-songwriter. He is from right here in the great state of Texas. His bio says that he's inspired by folk rock music, folk rock and blues legends. He said he started performing the original music at the age of 9 years old. That means he's 15 today, ladies and gentlemen. He is a remarkable, remarkable young man. I'm excited to bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jack Barksdale. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you for having me.
Man, I'm telling you, we're excited to have you with us. So, Jack, I want to go ahead and get the front out of the way because people are going to ask the question, right? You know, so he started since 9, but he's 15 years old. What got you into music? What was your starting point?
Well, my parents always listened to a lot of great music and always a lot of cool music being played in the car, and so they didn't play music, but I loved the music that they listened to, and they were passionate about the music that they listened to, and they brought me and my sister to live concerts when we were, I probably went to my first concert when I was 7 or something, and so that was always a big help. And when I was about 4, I got this little toy guitar for Christmas, and you know, I couldn't play anything on it. It was a, you know, I didn't know how to play guitar, and so I really wanted to learn how to play. So I went and I asked for my parents for guitar lessons, but my fingers weren't big enough at that point. So when I was about 7, I got guitar lessons and started writing songs, and yeah.
From you talking about one of those old little bitty plastic guitars that you normally see. Oh, that, wow. So can you play it now?
I think I don't have it anymore. I got a little beginner guitar when I got guitar lessons.
I'm going to see if I can't find me one of those old toy guitars. I want to hear you play something that you said that you couldn't play before. I'm playing. Donnie, what do you got for him, brother?
Well, so I mean, you graduated on to a full, like you're playing a full size guitar now, I believe, right? Or almost. It's a medium size, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's about medium or something like that. I'm thinking about getting a new guitar. I don't know.
Well, you probably own a few of them.
Yeah, I have a couple that I really love.
So what's your brand? You know, every guitar, every artist that I've ever spoken to, they have their style of guitar that they like. Which one grabs you the most?
I don't know. It really depends. I have this guitar that I really love that I got at the NAMM guitar show in California just a couple months before the world shut down in 2020. I actually have it right here. It's called an Art and Luthery, and it's a really pretty guitar.
Nice.
Wow, that is nice.
And it sounds really good. And the father company, or like the parent company of Art and Luthery, is Godan, and they have a couple different branches of the company. They have Siegel guitars, what is it called? It's like Simon and Patrick, I think, is one of the brands of guitars, and Art and Luthery is one of them. And my other guitar that I play is a Siegel. So I play a lot of that brand. I don't know. I've never really tried any of the big brands because I never could afford them. So I just never really tried them out. And so, I don't know. I'm thinking of maybe doing that soon. Who knows?
Man,
you play a bunch of different instruments. I mean, I tried to keep a count the other day, and there's probably other stuff I don't even know about. How many instruments do you play these days?
I've been learning how to play mandolin, and that's really fun. I play harmonica, and I play a little bit of piano, but nothing, just a couple of chords, not much. I play a lap steel, but a lap steel guitar. But that's basically just playing, you know, like slide guitar, just in your lap. I don't know, and probably a couple different things that are similar, like the dobro and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I've been learning how to play the banjo a little bit. Kind of making things up on that.
How hard is that? I mean, because that banjo seems like it's a really busy instrument.
Yeah, it's crazy. I really want to get, like, a banjo teacher or something. Because I just make up, just, you know, random stuff that I think sounds good. None of it is, like, I'm sure none of it is proper or anything, but it's fun.
Break the rules. Just break the rules. Continue to break the rules. You're perfectly fine.
So you have a Facebook or a YouTube page, Jack Barksdale, which is, you can just, again, that's how I found it. Just type in Jack Barksdale. As you can see, I am a subscriber. I tell you, you have a segment, you call it what, Guitar Slingers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your own creation? Is that something that you just said, hey, I think this would be really cool to sit down with some old pickers and get after it?
Basically, I just I haven't I'm not really doing them anymore because, you know, during the pandemic, I couldn't, you know, get together face to face with people and film one of those. So I turned it into a podcast where I've just talked to musicians or songwriters and oh yeah, there it is.
I always stay prepared, Jack. So this right here, ladies and gentlemen, you can find it Apple, but I'm pretty sure we can find your podcast everywhere your podcast is available, right? So Apple,
Spotify,
iHeart. All right,
yeah, I think it should be.
so there it is. It's Jack Barksdale's Roots Revival. He's got 73 episodes, which is a heck of a library. With a lot of you know, and it seems like you're dropping them, trying to at least drop at least once a month.
At one point I was trying to do something like once a week, but it's hard to keep that up.
Yes, it is. And I look, as someone who runs three radio shows a week, it takes a lot of your time because, you know, we were talking before the show that, you know, what do you do for fun was the question I asked. And you said, well, if I'm not, you know, playing my music or writing music or thinking about music, you know. And so, I mean, this isn't just something you're doing for fun. This is your calling, it seems like.
Yeah, I guess one of those things I didn't put in there was I listen to a lot of music. I try to, because I feel like if I'm not listening to music, then it'll be hard to write music. And
so who are you?
Yeah, I just,
I know we had one for Donnie, but who are your current, who are the people that you go to for inspiration? You know, because music moves the soul. So is, you know, and depending on how you feel will really determine what kind of music you listen to. But is there a particular, I mean, you talked about Johnny Cash and the Carters. They were great inspirations. Where do you go now? Being an experienced singer-songwriter.
I don't know. It really depends. I mean, John Fulbright just released a new album, and I listen to him a lot. And, Tom Waits, Leonard Cohen, John Prine. Yeah, all sorts. Any of that kind of stuff. I love Tom Waits because it, the music is so, you would never think to do that, and so it really gets me out of my comfort zone, musically and lyrically, you know.
Man,
Tom Waits is pretty incredible. You know, I think that's one of the things that drew me to you. And when you and I met and I started learning a little bit about your taste in music, we share some of the same taste and some of the same musicians and artists. You listen to a lot of folks that I like to listen to. And I personally think I have a pretty good opinion of what good music is. So you just justified that, Jack, because I think highly of you. So there's my fan spiel. But yeah, that's cool, man. I think what you're doing is amazing. And, you know, I can't wait to see what more you're going to do. You've recently had some success on a song out there. Your dad was telling me about the other day, and, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's really crazy. I wrote a song called Gone during the pandemic. It was just kind of like a fun song. It was kind of inspired by voodoo, things like voodoo that I had seen in like movies or TV shows. And I recorded it and released it maybe like a month ago or something like that. Month and a half. And, yeah, I went crazy on TikTok, and I don't even have I have like a business, I guess you'd call it, TikTok account where I post little videos of me playing that, you know, I put on all the other social media sites, but
Well, can we play a little bit of this one, Jack? Do you mind?
Oh, no, not at all.
First off, this video that we're looking at, where are you performing here?
I believe that is the Bugle Boy listening room in LaGrange, Texas.
All right, well, let's see. Man, listen to the play it.
He's ripping it.
Jesus, Lou. Jack, Lord have Lord have mercy. So how did this video take off for you?
Well, it's kind of funny. My cousin, he's from California, but he just moved to Texas, and he's living with us, and he has a TikTok, and he made like a little video. I saw his phone was up, like he was recording me, and so I just did like something that I thought was funny. I had like a little miniature basketball in my hand that was like squishy. And so I just threw it at the camera. And he put in the description that I had released a new song and it was playing in the background. And that video got an insane amount of like views and likes and stuff like that. And then someone made like a dance to the song. And I'm not really well versed in TikTok culture, but a bunch of people started. Apparently, you can take a song and put it along to a video, and people make like trends and stuff and dances, and so that ended up happening, and it was pretty crazy.
So this right here, this is your TikTok. You got 28,200 followers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Mercy. you're going to be the next teen heartthrob. We're going to see you. I'm thinking somewhere we're going to see you on Disney. No, we wouldn't expose you to any of that. So I want to get to talk about the music, again. So, your bio says September of 18, you released your debut album Revival. How was it, you know, being, let's see, that's what, 4 years ago. So what, you're 13 years old when you released that your debut album?
Yeah, I think so.
Over 13.
12, 13, yeah.
So what'd that feel like, man, having your own album debut at such a young age? How did that ever cross your mind? Like, wow, I'm making it.
I mean, at that point, I had released some singles and stuff, and I think I'd been. What year was that again? 2018.
This was September 2018 when you released.
Yeah,
your,
I guess your debut. I had been playing for, I don't know. What is that? Like 4 years.
Yeah,
at that point, it's my math. And so I was. I was well aware that just because you release something doesn't mean that it's really cool. But also, I was really excited because it was like I could look myself up on Spotify, and it was pretty cool.
you can actually type your name in the internet, and there's a lot of stuff about you that pops up. Yeah. That is awesome. Now, so March of this year, you released your first full length album, "Death of a Hummingbird."
Yeah.
What a name. I want to talk about that one first. You know, so the name itself, Dove the Hummingbird, I'm assuming it's going to be one of your singles, correct?
No, it actually wasn't. This wasn't a single.
So explain it to me, Jack. Help me understand. That's something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's the title of a song on the album, and I started bird watching during the pandemic, and I learned a lot about hummingbirds, and I got a hummingbird feeder. And I learned that they're really territorial and aggressive towards each other because if they don't eat enough, one day, then they won't wake up the next. So they're really kind of aggressive and territorial with their food and with other hummingbirds. So I just had all that in my brain, and I wrote down the line "Death of a Hummingbird" in my notebook, thinking maybe it would become a song or a line in a song, something like that. And I actually started co-writing over Zoom during the pandemic, and I was writing this song and with my friend Billy Hartman, who's a local songwriter musician. He taught me a lot about music and some of my favorite songwriters, and so we were writing this song, and I figured that line would be a good metaphor in the song, and it ended up being the title of the song and then eventually being the title of the album.
Right there it is on Amazon, guys, if you want to buy Jack Barkdale's latest album, Death of a Hummingbird. You can find it right here off Amazon, $40 CD, or you can get it on audio. There's also a downloadable version of this. Is that, am I crazy?
No, it's on Spotify and iTunes. I even have some physical albums on my website. Yeah.
Man, well, Donnie, we're going to let you have the last question, brother. I mean, I'm kind of stunned listening. You weren't lying, man. I'm stunned.
Well, for folks that want to know about what's going on with Jack at the festival, Friday night, he's going to be out to our VIP party. And, we're selling sponsorships for this event. And you can get in on the ground level at $70, which gives you access to the weekend for Friday and Saturday night. And of course, on up from there, you can do a sponsor or a veteran or any one of our other sponsorships that we have on up. And that'll get you an opportunity to come see Jack on Friday night. We'll have Jack there with a couple of my friends, Jimmy and Dave Kaiser, and another buddy of mine named Jason Knox. So we got the Kaiser brothers and the Good Times band. And we'll have Jack up there too, doing his thing. And then of course on Saturday, I won't let into any surprises. I'll just tell you, Jack is going to have a spot on the main stage, and you guys need to come see him. He's going to have a whole lot of time in front of folks, and I don't want anybody to miss this show, and it's all for a good cause, and Jack is going to bring the feel good to you guys. So, I'll leave it to you, Jack. Thank you for doing this with us.
Yeah, and, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for helping us promote this festival. It's for a great cause, thanks for taking time out to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
And likewise, I mean, as a disabled veteran, to be a part of this Hogs and Strings and what it all means, for me, thank you so much for taking time out of your, because you tour, you do go on tours, you do have a schedule, and the fact that you're taking time out to be a part of an organization to raise money for this particular cause, Jack, I can't thank you enough, and I can't wait to see you. Well, we're talking here in just October the 22nd. I want to shake your hand personally to thank you for coming out for something so amazing.
Yeah, well, thank you. I'm glad to do it.
Well, right on. Well, Donnie, Jack, hang around for just a minute. Donnie, what a remarkable young man. I'm telling you, you undersold it when we did our last show together. just how remarkable I mean, just how soulful. I mean, I've really been doing a lot of research on this artist, and I'm excited to watch him.
Yeah,
and it has nothing to do with his age. It's the wisdom that comes out of his voice.
Typically, I talk a lot about singer songwriters and stuff, and so I'm always trying to do a lot of shameless promotion for music that I like and artists and musicians that I love. And Jack is one of those ones that it's hard for me to tell people, about him and put it into words. And he's just good, And so, but I think this little platform we had here today, if you have any interest, This will maybe give you a little peek into the world of Jack Barksdale and surely come have your socks blown off.
Well, just one festival. Well, just one last time, let's go ahead and plug him one more time. Jack Barksdale, he has his new CD out, Death of a Hummingbird. You can go on Amazon, you can find it, or you can go follow Jack Barksdale's Roots Revival. You can follow his podcast. You can follow him on YouTube right here at the Jack Barksdale, his own page. And then, of course, his TikTok for those of you people out there who are looking for the latest and greatest trend to shake your booty to some Jack Barksdale music, right? I might even have to contribute if I can find the series. Maybe Jack can send it to me. My big self, I'll even do it. I'll join the bandwagon. Will you do it? If we get the video, Donnie, will you do the?
If you're going to do it, I'll do it. Darn it.
All right. Hey, so ladies and gentlemen, stand by because you're going to see two fat guys dancing to Jack Barksdale. Donnie, thank you so much as always for introducing and setting up and for getting this interview. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with you with our next musical act, guys. Stick around.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Mr. Really, Really, Really Bad Dancer.
Arms swinging, knees bending, head bobbing to no particular rhythm. You're either dancing or you have fleas.
Call me the doctor.
As soon as you hit the dance floor, the taunts begin. Is that all you got, playa? Unfortunately, yes, that's all you got.
Pour it on now.
Who's in the house? Some guy who can't dance. That's who's in the house.
Your star.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Happy Feet, because you really put the oogie in boogie.
Mr. Really, really, really bad dancer.
All right, guys. So we're back. Guys, thank you so much for staying tuned in with us at Hogs and Strings Radio. Man, the next artist that we have in front of us, man, I didn't know who he was when we first started. That's kind of the nature of the beast. Being from Northeast Texas, you don't know the Southeast Texas acts. But doing this show, you have to get in, you have to research, and you want to make sure that you're going to be painting the picture correctly for the artists that are going to be coming on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, I am completely stoked. I'm very happy to be bringing on our next guest, Mr. Ryan Colwell. He's actually going to be taking the stage on during Hogs and Strings on the 22nd of October. He's going to be taking the stage right after Jack Barksdale. So he'll be on the stage. Ryan will be on the stage from 3 p.m. to 4:15. That is the scheduled time frame. Now, look, if you don't know who he is, let me read you some of his bio that we were able to pull off of his website at ryancolwell.com is his website. Go click on his bio. And it tells you that Ryan was born and raised in the Texas Panhandle. He's earned widespread acclaim with his first two albums, 2015, The Flatlands, and 2018, The Last American, which prompted Rolling Stone magazine to hail his writing as both gorgeous and bleak. And NPR also to rave that his songs were, quote, wiring grace from plain and often dark details. The music earned Colwell dates with Patty Griffin, Billy Joe Shaver, Hayes Carl, Patrick Sweeney, Ashley Monroe, among others. A lot of these names you guys already know, alongside a calendar full of his own headline shows around the country and millions of streams across platforms. I didn't plan on pulling this, but man, in his bio, this is so cool. I love the way this is written. It says, well, here, let's go ahead and pull it up because I want you to be able to see this too, because man, his bio is actually pretty tight. So he says here that walk around throwing punches everywhere and you'll earn yourself an almighty ass whooping. Keep your hands in your pockets all day though, and you'll start to feel like that you've already whooped your own. It's a paradox that Ryan Colwell finds himself wrestling with frequently on his extraordinary new album, Run Like a Bull. Recorded with a longtime calibrator, Nielsen Hubbard, the collection is raw and magnetic, cutting close to the bone as it searches for middle ground between release and restraint, recklessness and responsibility. Colwell faces down his own worst instincts here, grappling with, grappling with the weighty existential notions of the way Flannery O'Connell might, conjuring up the image of alternating beauty and brutality set against a distinctly American backdrop. I don't know who wrote this, but man, I want a chest bump him. Ryan Colwell sings in his gritty songs, quote, "We all laugh when a young calf struggles to his feet, when an old bull falls down on his ass." I guess it ain't so sweet. I'm telling you something, the older I get, the more I can relate to that lyric. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to bring in Mr. Ryan Colwell. Sir, thank you so much for joining us tonight, man.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here. How are you?
Oh, but if I was any better, I'd be twins, man. We're getting really close to Hogs and Strings. We're getting real close to the fundraiser, to this concert. That is really, it seems like it's an all-star pack crew of Texas natives, and man, I'm getting excited by the day.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. I'm pumped because Mary Gaucher is there, going to be there. I love Mary Gaucher.
You know, she's actually going to be scheduled. We're going to be having her on as well. Everything that I've heard about this lady, actually about all of you guys, we interviewed Jack Barksdale earlier, and man, that little dude is pretty amazing too. So it is truly an honor to just kind of be a part of lyrical greatness. I mean, I know you don't like to really consider it that way because you're very humble, but I've got to let people hear it, man. If you don't mind, if you'll indulge me just a minute, guys, watch this or just listen to this right here.
I need it all I got, all I got. Everything I ever had. I need it all I got, all I got.
My goodness.
Everything I ever had. I ain't holding nothing back. I was born a man, grew up to be somebody's baby. I smell like afterbirth and aftershave.
My goodness, Ryan, you said when I was talking to you before we kicked off, this song, All I've Got, this almost didn't make it to the album.
Well, I mean, the producer wanted it. Everybody thought it was good. But in my head, I would just don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about afterbirth and aftershave. So, you know, I had a lot of thoughts. Like, maybe I'm crazy. It's the kind of song, too, that should come in real tight from the top. It's boom. And we just kind of ease into it. And, you know, I had to let that grow on me for a little while. That's what felt natural while we recorded it. And then I went back and listened to it. I'm like, well, shouldn't it just come in ripping from the beginning? And now that I've had some more time to acclimate to it, I'm like, no, this is exactly how it should be. It's been pretty exciting. I never really, you know, I've had pretty good response from it. And it's, you just never know what's going to hit with people and what's not going to hit with people. And I wouldn't say it was never like on the cutting floor as well. I mean, I guess it was, but everything's on the cutting floor when you make a record. For me, it is anyway. I don't go in like, this is it. This is it. You record what's there, what's on your heart, and then you question everything. You have an existential crisis, and then you put a track listing together and you keep going.
So Ryan, how do you do that? I mean, first off, it, to be a singer songwriter, that is a whole, man, that is a whole show in itself. But when you, you know, because obviously you sing these songs because you like these songs, you know, they mean something. They mean enough for you to put in the work for the songs. So how do you decide when you look at your menu When you listen to all your tracks, how do you decide what goes where?
Oh, well, I'm trying to tell a story. So
throughout the whole
particular album? Yeah. You know, my last two records, I didn't sequence them. I didn't put the songs in order. I let the producer handle a lot of that. But this album, I sequenced it from top to bottom, decided what was going to go, what was going to not go, and what order they'd be in. And I got four daughters. I just sat down at the table with my wife and my daughters, and they're eating soup. And I just wrote out track listing over and threw it away.
Oh, wow.
Wrote it over. No, get that one back out of the trash. That one might be good. Pour over it, stress over it, and you have a couple of days of freak out. You know, there's not. I think other people might go through it in like a more peaceful manner. Some people get excited and lift with it. I kind of tear it all back down to the ground. You record it, you make something you think is great, and then you destroy it. You put it back together in a track listing. I stress over all those things. Maybe someday I'll be more relaxed about it and I'll just come up with it. But I tend to tear shit up.
But you know, that's kind of the, I think that's kind of the magic of your process, right? I mean, you, and obviously, I mean, because right out of the shoot, when we first started talking, I was like, man, you are a rock star. You're like, no, I'm not really, you know, like you're humble beyond words. I mean, even with as great of music as you make, as everyone will tell you that you make, you're always like, it is, you know, well, I mean, that's awesome.
I've kind of been on both sides of that line you quoted earlier, like when a young calf, we all laugh when a young calf struggles to see when an old bull falls down on his ass, it ain't so sweet. I've been kicked in the teeth enough though, you know, to know that I'm no tough guy, you know.
So, hey man, I'm tough behind a microphone. You meet me in real life. I'm quite the sissy, you know, at 6'5", you know.
Well, I don't want to call myself a sissy either. It's trying to find that in between where it's like, I'm not getting run over either. And so,
So Ryan, what are some of the, because I've listened to quite a few of your songs. I haven't listened to them enough to know the lyrics, but I promise you it's going to happen sooner than later. Because the beautiful thing about doing these Hog and String shows is getting to meet new artists that you've never heard of anywhere, and you may be missing out on the next big thing. So for you, Ryan, what was some of your, what was some of the things that, that you would call your motivators, where does your inspiration come from? Is there a certain artist or a certain group of artists that you're like, you know what, this is my influence right here?
I mean, I feel like there's three different questions in there.
Here is.
I grew up listening to like John Lee Hooker and stuff like that. I kind of grew up, my dad put me onto a lot of old blues. My dad just listened to like, people always says like, what do they say? Like, are you the Stones or the Beatles? And I'm like, it's Creedence, baby.
Yes.
You know, there's a third option. So I grew up around a lot of classic rock, but my dad started putting me on to songwriters, and we always had guitars laying around and these old obscure blues guys. So I was really into all that growing up, to the point where my friends are like, what are we doing? Like, we want to go out and you want to stay at the house and listen to like one guy and a guitar. And then I, you know, like everybody else, I got into grunge rock or whatever. And I've been through about 10,000 different phases, but those old things have stuck with me for a long time. In the last probably like 3 years, I've listened to, there's been a lot of Billy Joe Shaver on repeat. A little bit of Neil Young, the good Neil Young. There's some real bad Neil Young, some real good Neil Young. And same thing when he's running his mouth. You're like, some of this is smart, some of it's real dumb. But man, when he's on, he's really on. Been into Guy Clark and Terry Allen. You know, guys that are a little bit like storytellers, but guys that are a little more ethereal. I don't need the most linear story in the world. I like these guys that draw pictures for you and let you put it together. But like what I find inspiration from is like, why I do this is not a clear cut. I do it because I do it. I don't know if you know people like that. Like, why does he do keep doing that? I do it because I do it. I was listening to an interview from somebody, a songwriter, I think yesterday or the day before, and they were going to quit playing music, but then somebody gave them an award. And so they kept on going. I was like, that's so foreign to me. I don't I don't want your award, much less do I need it. But my kids will sing my songs. You know, one time we, my kids, great grandfather passed away, and we sat on the couch together and we cried and we didn't have any words. So we sang Billy Joe Shaver's Live Forever. And I think, well, if I could be that for them later on, and maybe their kids, and so my grandkids could sing our songs along next to those songs, and that could help us make it through life and get you back up off the couch or help you lay down or whatever those things are. I want to be useful in that way, not just cool and not just, you know, not for any sort of acclaim or anything, but like, how do you become actually something that people can lean on, you know? And there's little melodies and stuff that somebody will sing at a point in life and say, you know, I got a buddy who, he's become my buddy, but he was in prison. And he said, hey man, this song got me through prison. I probably listened to it 600 times in the last few months. I discovered you in prison and I'm barely hanging on. And I listened to this song on repeat. And I'm like, that's what keeps you going, you know?
What does that feel like as an artist? I mean, are there words?
No, there's no words. It's just the coolest thing, because I'm also just doing it selfishly for myself. It's what I do. It's what I enjoy doing. It's the way that I put the world around me to make sense. Everybody's trying to use language to make sense of the world. And I'm lucky enough that I'm not only using it to make sense of my own world, but I'm able to give that to other people because it exists in this format where they can take it on themselves. You ever get good advice and then it rings true to you 10 years later? But in a song, it's 10 times more valuable because it's easier to recall because it's floating through your head. You don't have to reach for it. It just comes to you. And I'm trying to hit that plane. I don't know that I've hit it very often, but I'm trying to hit that plane.
Well, hitting it once, you know, for some people, you know, just once, man, just give me one.
Once,
right?
Is pretty cool, man. Once is pretty cool.
Do your, you talk about your kids. So do your kids ever sit around and when daddy's song comes on, they just kind of jump in and start singing it with them?
Yeah. They'll be cooking at the stove singing my songs. It's like happened 10 times in the last 2 days, songs that aren't released yet, you know.
And how does that feel as a dad? I mean, not just
awesome.
I mean, as a dad, that's awesome. But as an artist, golly, I mean, wow.
Well, it's also like, I think everybody should be doing that. You know, I think we should all be making up our own little things. And I really like a world that's way more decentralized. I don't think we should all be running around singing Justin Bieber, but maybe like sing a song that your aunt wrote, you know, or, you know, you have those little sayings in your family that don't make sense to the next family. They're like, where did that come from? And, you know, especially when you're like, I moved back out to my hometown about 9 months ago, and I was living in Nashville for a decade, but I live in Perryton, Texas. I live down the street from my parents. And I remember there's all these local, you know, colloquialism, is that the right word? Mm-hmm. There's all this local stuff just floating through, little words and little sayings and little streets that if you reference that street somewhere else, nobody knows what it means. But if you reference here, it has all of this backstory to it. Well, that's where this happened and that happened. And you're probably going to get pulled over here. And remember where that used to be there, but it got torn down. So I think we should all be navigating our own lives through our own language. So for me, it feels really exciting when that can bleed out a little bit, but it's most exciting when it happens right here at home. You know?
Oh man, I'll bet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, not to make it like a big heady thing, but it's pretty exciting.
Oh no, that is a big heavy thing because, you know, one of the things that I talk about, I do a lot of mental health shows, and one of the things that I always tell my people, and to talk to a successful artist, you know, I want to just see how this gauges. I always tell people that if you're going to do anything in this life, you better have a why, right? If you don't have a why are you doing this? Then it's going to fall off to the wayside. So Ryan, what's your why? Why do you create this music?
I don't have a choice. If I quit doing it vocationally, I'm still going to do it, even if I try to quit it. I've tried to quit it. Honestly, I've tried to quit it, and it won't quit me, so I just keep doing it. But then on top of that, man, it's just pure fun. It feels good, and it helps me make sense of the world. I don't understand what this world is, especially now. It's crazy, and it's helping me make sense and reaffirm my own values and find out what I think is BS.
It's
joyful.
Yeah. As a writer, and even when I do these radio shows, I mean, you can always kind of tell what mood I'm in based off the content that I'm covering, you know, or based off of whatever I'm writing. And I would almost suggest that I don't know. Is that the same thing for music writers? I mean, do you have, can you tell, all right, well, hey, this is kind of where my headspace was when I wrote this song. I mean, is it easy to remember?
To the point, like if you're in a dark place and then you play that song 3 years later, it can take you, but there's songs of mine that I'm like, somebody will want to hear it. I'm like, I don't want to play that. I don't want to feel that way. I felt that way. It wasn't good. I'm going to leave it behind. There's songs that I don't want to play anymore. Not because they're not good or people might not like them, but it's like, I'm not trying to revisit every road I've been down.
Yeah. I mean, and that's kind of, I guess that's kind of, you kind of answered the question that I was trying to get, but I didn't paint it very well that, you know, I mean, do you have those songs? You're like, you know what? That was a different time, you know, but to play it may, you know, you run the risk of either losing your rhythm or going back into a spot that you don't really want to be in.
Yeah, there's stuff like that. And then the next day you might be okay with it, you know, but you can kind of, the older you get, the more you can kind of sense when you don't need to let your guard down. You have days where you're more susceptible to going down roads you don't want to go down. I have a couple of artists that I'm like, sorry, watching for my dog. I'm making sure she's all right. I have a couple of artists that I have just had to quit listening to. I'm like, that's too dark. That's not where I want to be. And people think my music is dark, so they're probably like, "Whoa, that must be really dark." There's that Rolling Stone quote, like where they say something in bleak. I don't know. What was that quote? Do you know?
From the Rolling Stones, they say, "Your writing is both gorgeous and bleak."
Gorgeous and bleak, and I just don't know if I even. I'm really grateful to have people talk about my music in that format, but I'm also like, I don't know how bleak I want to be.
You know? Right. Yeah.
You ever watch No Country for Old Men?
I have.
You want to watch that every day?
Not at all. No. Not even once a week.
No. Yeah. So I'm trying to let it lift a little more these days. And I think even the record they were writing about then, it has a lift and a hope to it, but you really got to listen to it to get there, you know? That's why I'm trying to lift out of that more than not these days.
Well, I'm telling you, I can't wait to hear you live. I mean, because, you know, you have artists who are great live and you have artists who are great recording, but you very, you know, it's to me, it's very rare that you have them that actually kind of marry together. And Donnie Corbill swears up and down that you actually sound better live than you do in the recorded sessions.
I hope so.
Yeah, so
I hope so. Well, I've never heard me from the other side.
And if you did, chances are you'd probably critique yourself to maybe wanting to quit. Okay. So Ryan, I would like to, Run Like a Bull is your album. This is a new one out. Is that correct?
Yeah, it came out early this year.
All right. And so what we were telling, ladies and gentlemen, again, Ryan Caldwell, RyanCaldwell.com is his website where you can go in and you can go to his stores. You can go to his, really find out anything you want to know about the guy. But you did say something that I thought was important. Cause I asked you like, hey, where can I find this album Run Like a Bull? And your reply was, please go.
Oh, you can find it anywhere. You can find it on Spotify and Apple and Tidal and Amazon and YouTube. And if you want the vinyl, you can buy it other places. But it's cooler if you buy it from me because that money goes in my pocket and feeds my babies. So RyanCaldwell.com is a good. And I probably have links to everything you want to find on there. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and all the places.
Yeah, that's how I found
if you. If you Google Ryan Caldwell, I'm going to come up. There's
everywhere. There's yeah.
Not a lot of me.
So this is his this is his YouTube page. And if you want to follow his social media, RyanCaldwell.com, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes. I mean, really you're just kind of, you're everywhere. Like you said, it didn't take a lot of work for me to go in and find you, you know,
nah,
I mean, you were
easy to find.
You were very easy to find. And it seems like you're busy on social media and, looks like you engage with your fans, which I think is a shortcoming that some of our artists have.
Well, I try to. There's days and weeks that I don't. I'm hard to get a hold of on Facebook, but I'm really easy to get a hold of on Instagram.
Well, and you know, being a father of girls, My goodness. I mean, anybody who thinks that you're not busy, they don't understand. They don't have a clue of what it takes to be a parent.
But again, I still have a 4-year-old in the house, so it's pretty crazy.
Oh, wow. Ryan, you're in my thoughts and prayers. You poor man. Just nothing but girls. I mean, just
the good life, man.
Good life. Well, I have a 23-year-old son, and he's a good kid, but I couldn't imagine a 23-year-old daughter, much less a 4-year-old.
I always say I don't want to have to pay for lawyers and fix holes in the wall and break up fights. I don't want to do any of that. I get little love notes on my nightstand, you know, and lots of hugs, so I'll take it.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, just so you know that Ryan Colwell, if you want to catch him for Hogs and Strings, you're going to catch him on the 22nd of October. Show up by 3 p.m. and get ready for the show of your life. Ryan, it has been an absolute pleasure. It has been an absolute honor of mine to be able to sit down and talk with you here, talking about the upcoming Hogs and Strings, man. I mean, I as a disabled veteran, I just want you to know, and I say this to all my artists, I just want you to know that the money that's being raised at Hogs and Strings, and for our audience who doesn't know, the money that's being raised at the Hogs and Strings Cook-Off Music Festival with all these wonderful artists, this money is going to Indian Springs Campground, Special Needs Campground. It's also going to help disabled veterans and their families come out for hunts. And, you know, Ryan, I've seen a lot of these organizations come and go. This one right here seems to be probably the truest one that I've ever been a part of. And to have you been willing to come out to Southeast Texas to entertain for this, sir, I can't thank you enough for your generosity and your kindness.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm honored. I've got some of those situations in my family. I'm honored to give back and, you know, do whatever I can do. And I hope people enjoy it. I hope people come spend their money, knowing where it's going to go. Let those dollar bills flow, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Ryan, let's promote you one more time before we let you go. Again, RyanColwell.com is his website. You can find him. Of course, you can go and you can buy all of his merch that he has, CDs, records. You can go to his YouTube channel where he's got 493 subscribers and he's still growing. We have Ryan Colwell at Apple Music or Apple Music where your podcast over here, as well as Spotify, Facebook, and Instagram. So Ryan, thank you so much again, for carving out a piece of your day for us. Man, I look forward to hearing you.
It's my pleasure. And I know when I talk, I can paint it kind of dark, but we're going to party. We're going to throw down. It's going to be good. You know,
anybody
here going, well, it's all serious when I'm talking about it. But when we get going, it's just me a good time, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm glad you brought it up, because it may sound that way, but guys, if you go over to his YouTube channel, I'm telling you, just look at all of his videos. I promise you, you're going to find more stuff on this webpage. More of his music that you're going to like.
And there's another one, and it doesn't show up on there because YouTube is stupid. And at some point, they made us have two YouTubes. There was like a music YouTube and a regular YouTube.
Yep.
But there's a song called The Last American that if you just type in The Last American, and you may have to put my name in it. There I am. It'll come up. And I think that's one that a lot of people might like to play that one down there with the flag if that's the one you want to, the next one down. Yeah.
Well, let's see here. Let's give it a play here.
There's even more songs that don't show up on my YouTube.
I'm the last American on this earth. Like to quit this talking. Back to
even
work.
Even when you think you found it, there's more.
You don't understand me. That's because we are not the same.
This video kind of...
You may recognize
me. I mean, it
kind of
hits the feels a little bit right off the shoot.
You don't know my name.
Good, man. That's my babies right there.
You said those are your babies?
Those are my babies, yep. We're just standing in the front yard. Making a video. My buddy Nielsen made that video for us. He just come over and we had sparklers left over. And... from the 4th of July, and he's like, I got this cool picture of it. He'd filmed a flag, and I just stood in the front yard, and the kids were running around doing sparklers. But when you're working with, people that are good away, they can make that look like a lot, It's pretty cool what you can do with it.
Man,
kids and a camera.
It truly is. It's amazing. I mean, just man, I've argued that music has the ability to move the spirit, and I'm definitely going to be listening to this song the second we get off our recording. But Ryan, sir, I've taken up your time. I could talk to you all day. You're a great conversationalist. And again, ladies and gentlemen, October 22nd, 3 p.m., Ryan Cole is taking the stage, Hogs and Strings. Ryan, sir, thank you so much, and I look forward to shaking your hand on the 22nd,
Phil,
sir.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I look forward to meeting you.
All right. So, guys, stick around. We're going to be right back with you.
This man right here is my great-grandfather. He's the first cat herder in our family.
Herding cats. Don't let anybody tell you it's easy.
Anybody can herd cattle. Holding together 10,000 half-wild short hairs, well, that's another thing altogether.
Being a cat herder is probably about the toughest thing I think I've ever done.
I got this one this morning right here, and if you look at his face, it's just ripped to shreds, you know?
You see the movies, you hear the stories, I'm living a dream. Not everyone can do what we do.
I wouldn't do nothing else.
It ain't an easy job, but when you bring a herd into town and you ain't lost a one of them, ain't a feeling like it in the world.
EDS, managing the complexities of the digital economy.
All right, guys, welcome back. Man, I told you at the start of this show, we're going to be talking with two amazing guys, Ryan, Jack. Guys, thank you again for joining me. And I'm telling you, I'm a fan, you know, after listening to these gentlemen, I've become a fan. I do appreciate what they do, and especially why they're coming out. So, guys, I just want to take a quick moment to recap what we're going to be doing. Again, Saturday, October the 22nd. The gates are going to open at 10:30 p.m. or 10:30 a.m. We're going to be rocking and eating until about 8 o'clock. Now, again, if you go to our website right down here, that's going to be scrolling right about now. If you go to our website down here at the very bottom at birdease, birdease.com/hogsandstrings, guys, that is where you can go and you can make your donation. You can become a sponsor. Hell, you can even go on and make your donations to our silent auctions. If you want to reach out to our friend Holly at hemorgan101@gmail.com. Guys, I know she'll be more than happy to get you squared away. So again, Indian Springs Campground, 6106 Holland Cemetery Road, Koontz, Texas, 77625. Guys, we got a wonderful, besides our two musical acts that we got coming out, man, we do have we got other ones. Again, I just want to recap. So if we open up at 10 o'clock or 10:30, Chad Richard, 11 to 12. Then we're going to have Courtney Hale Rivier. I can never get her name right. Courtney, I apologize. So Courtney Hale Rivier from 12:15 to 1. Jack Barksdale, our young man, from 1:45 to 2:45. Ryan Colwell from 3 to 4:15. Mary Gaucher from 4:30 to 5:45. And of course, after the judging, after all the meat has been, after all the meat's been eaten and the awards have been given, Midnight River Choir from 8:30 until 8 p.m. Guys, this is what a remarkable opportunity. What a remarkable time. If you want to join us, if you want to donate, if you want to be a part of this remarkable, of this great event, man, right here, we have our only two sponsorship packages available, the $500 bronze sponsor, and of course, sponsor a veteran. If you just want to sponsor one veteran, $250 is what it takes. But look, if you've got $2.50, man, as long as you give with love in your heart, we appreciate you and we appreciate your patronage, your donations, and of course, sharing this video and getting people on board. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for me. I appreciate you tuning in to a show that seeks to not only provide a middle ground analysis, but to remain consistent to the inconvenient truth that so many people refuse to see. You know, we get so busy in our lives that we really forget to slow down and take stock in the things that matter most. I know for Philip Blackman, for Ronnie Stockholm, for Donnie Corville, Jesus, for an unbelievable amount of names to include all of our donors. Man, we're all doing something bigger than ourselves, and it is so rewarding. It's so fulfilling. And I just, sometimes you just got to take a step back, get out into nature, and man, just get away from it all. guys, we are a supporter of free speech, free thinking, and, you know, and we're a dedicated enemy to hypocrites and liars and promoters of mob justice, racism, bigotry. We're all about love and having fun and fellowship and brotherhood and sisterhood. And we are looking forward to you this Saturday, October the 22nd at 10:30 a.m. So until next time, friends, thank you so much for your service and your patriotism to this country. Without our men and women in uniform, our veteran community, and of course, great Americans like you, man, our country would be a very different place. We are the only ones who stand between freedom and chaos. So as I wrap up every show, friends, don't let your dog tags dangle in the dirt. Stay on your feet and continue to fight that good fight against everything that's wrong. If you love your freedom, you thank a veteran. If you love your peace, you thank a police officer. But you know what? If you see a first responder out there, man, give them a high five, handshake, chest bump. Don't matter. But let them know that you appreciate that they're still doing the job that so many don't. So God bless each and every one of you, friends. God bless the United States of America. Catch me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time right here. But sooner than that, man, you can catch me out there at Hogs and Strings this Saturday, October the 22nd at 10:30 a.m. We'll be out there. We'll be hosting the event, and we will be looking forward to having you guys join us. So, friends, my name is Philip Blackman. Thank you for joining us for our final broadcast of the Hogs and Strings Radio. Take care of yourselves, man. If the Lord willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll all have a good time this weekend. Y'all take care.